Das wie geschäven. Geschäven. Geschäven comes to an end and then Purim begins. And of course there's a similarity, there's a connection between the two. Gave a share in YU and spoke about this a little bit. The Maisa, the Beis Avim from Slonim, Slonim Rebbe. Slonim Rebbe, he came once to Tveria. And he was speaking to a Rebbe and a Cheder Rebbe who was teaching the Kinderlach how to read and how to write. So he taught him and he told him the following vart. It says in the Megillah, V'atem kisvu al hayehudim katoiv beinichim mishim ha-melech v'chismu b'tabas ha-melech. Kiksav asher nichta v'shim ha-melech v'nachtem b'tabas ha-melech ein l'hashuv. Says you write for the Yidden which is good in your eyes in the name of the Melech, and it will be signed and sealed in the name of the Melech. So he said like this, Vatem kisvu Yehudim. So he said, he says, you Vatem kisvu Yehudim, that you teach the Yidden the Kinderlach how to write. Atem kisvah yehudim, katoy v'neichem. Make sure you teach them to have good eyes. Atem kisvah yehudim, katoy v'neichem. Of course, to have good eyes can have numerous implications. Perhaps simply what it means is that it, to be mistakel and everything but ayin tova. Try to find the good in everything. But of course, having good eyes means knowing what to look at and what not to look at. The Zohar Kodesh says, Stam Ra. Whenever Chazal say the word Ra, the Torah says the word Ra, Stam Ra is Pagam Bris. It means to say that Stam Toiv. Stam Toiv. It's Tikkun Abris. Perhaps this is the pshat of the Hemshech HaPasach. V'atem kisva l'yehudim katoiv b'neichem. If you teach Yidin, especially if you teach Yiddish HaKinderlach, katoiv b'neichem, that they should be careful with their eyes. B'shem HaMelech, that they should only see that which the king wants. Then v'chismu b'tabas HaMelech. Then their chaysam will be b'tabas ha-melech, it will be sanctified, it will be holy. So the ois bris kodesh is called ois chasam b'ois bris kodesh. It's called the chasim of a Jew. And this is the message. The message that has been given over by ha-melech, stam melech in the Megillah, Rebbein Shalom. That in kisval yehudim b'tay b'neichem b'shem ha-melech v'chismu b'tabas ha-melech. That's pasha pshan pasuk. Zoinim is like a lashon zanus. Rashi says, according to Chazal, that the ayin is raya and the lev is chaymed, and then the person ends up doing averus chas v'shalom. So if we really wanted to trace the root of the aveir of Pagan Bris back to its source, because every aveir needs to be ne'akar b'sharsha. So you would say that the ma'isa of Pagan Bris comes from the machshavos. We have to work on our machshavos. But then you'll say, but you really don't think of things which you don't see. Like the Gemara says about dreams. You don't have dreams other than things which you see about during the day. People don't see elephants flying in the air in their dreams. you see, and from what you see, that's the chaymer from which dreams come from, for where a person's imagination is able to work with. So therefore, what comes out is that although the machshava is the place from which all thoughts come from and from which a pagam should stem from, however, is that the eyes are considered to be the place which is like the chayma, which is the shmira, which is the shmira and the machshava. So therefore, kasha, atem kisu al hayuhudim katoiv beinichem, if you have good eyes, he calls them heliga oigen, if you have holy eyes, then b'chismu b'samachas ha'malach, to make a shmir and a good chaysim on the, should be an ois b'is kodesh. We speak about inyanim, shmiras, etzas, inyanim of bris mila, shmiras abris. So one of the things which we began perhaps to speak about last week, which we'll continue down this week, Mr. Hashem, is the idea that when it comes to dealing with the Yetzer Hara, it's a klal. This is a klal for anybody who wants to matzeach and avodas Hashem. A yid needs to know that there's offense and there's defense. It's offense and defense. If a team will only play defense and not play offense, or vice versa, then you will lose the game. That Hatzlacha is dependent upon a combination of a good offense and a solid defense. Comes to Shmiras Habris. Of course, a good defense means having the tools and the Shmiras which are being made affordable to us, in order to help us. Why does a person set up Gedarim? A person sets up Gedarim because he knows that there's going to be times where the Yitzhara is going to be very strong. And so he sets up a Gedar because the Gedar is meant to secure him. It's like a safety net at a time when he's in a Sakana. But if a person is finding himself always falling into moments of emergency, then there's just going to be a time where he's going to just roll over that fence. Because each time he has to come to that fence, he loses chizuk, and he loses chizuk, and he loses chizuk. But a person has to have his defenses, he has to have his shmiras up, he has to have the gedarim which are there. However, it also has to be an offensive strategy in the inyan of Shmiras Habris. When it comes to, like many things that people are searching for nowadays, we're not interested in working hard. We're very interested in quick fixes. We want to know skulas, quick etzas. The truth is, when it comes to Nyanam and Kedusha, there's really one important klal. That Yogati Matsasi. Is that it takes a certain amount of investment in order for a person to find Hatzlacha. There's no winning the lotteries when it comes to Inyanim and Avodas Hashem. They take work and they take consistency. They take a lot of guidance. It's important for a person to have a Rebbe. Hashem gives everybody tools, and a Rebbe is a very vital tool for a person to have. But the general rule is Yagati Matsasi. So therefore, if a person will only rely alone on his shmiras, but he's not taking steps to have an offensive game against the Yitzhara, so that Sofa Shaldavar is that he won't be Matsiah. The best offense against the Yitzhara is Torah. Limud HaTorah. And you say to yourself, like, Limud HaTorah, like, I have to come to a shir to hear that? Like, you know, give me something else. Like, I learned Torah all day. Why do I have such problems? And it makes us doubt whether or not, in fact, Liman HaTorah is. Does it have the potential? And a person starts to have machshavas of Lashon Hara against the Torah. Questions the Torah rather than questioning himself. But like we said, that if Stam Ra, the Zohar Kaddish says, is Pagam Bris, Stam Toiv is Torah. Chazal say, Ein Toiv El Torah. Ein Toiv El Torah. What Ein Toiv El Torah means is that a person, he has a gutzkeit. That he's a Baal Midas when he learns Torah. And that he has a geschmack in Torah. Rav Kook has a beautiful piece. It's a shame I didn't have time to prepare it and to photocopy it. He says that there's two ways to do combat against the Yetzer Hara. One is to make an outright melchama against the Yetzer Hara. And the second one, which is a better one, is that if a person has such delight in his ruchnius, then he loses his delight and he loses his pleasure in other things. Certainly true about Torah, I am the Lashon of the Rechem HaKadosh Parashat Kisavai, where the Torah refers, uses the Lashon of Toiv, I forget the Lashon of the Pasuk offhand. And the Rechem HaKadosh says, Toiv, Toiv is Torah, it's the mamash, the sweetest, greatest thing that there is in the whole world. When we say Ein Toiv El Torah, what that means is that there's a darg of Torah which is called Toiv, that a person is margish, that this is mamish so good, that it's Koilul Kol HaToivis, as he says. Rav Kook puts it that a person's ava of inyanim shalom elam haba should make batal the ava which he has for elam hazeh. This is really how the tzaddikim tie to the lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says, "Kol hanehena midivrei Torah noitel chayav mina elam." Could be Rav Bunim and other tzaddikim that say the tie as follows: "Kol hanehena midivrei Torah, anybody who gets hana from divrei Torah." Noitel chayav min ha'olam. He has no more chias from anything else in this world anymore. Because the hana from the Torah is so sweet that noitel chayav min ha'olam. That what people consider to be living life in this world, he says, you don't know what life means. And we all know what this means a little bit. There's been times where you feel, mamash, the Torah is so geshmak. Halavayin should be so sweet all the time. This is how we start our day, because if a person starts off his day with such a tefillah, that means that the whole day he'll be able to taste the sweetness of Torah, he'll know what it means to live. And that was really what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that Talmid Rabbi Akiva, Talmid Rabbi Shimon didn't know, Mipnei Man is Chayvu. Why was there such a gzeira against the Yidden at the time? So the first answer, Rav Shimon says, "Omer atem, you say pshat." So they said, "Mipnei shenehnu misudas achashverish." Could be nehnu misudas achashverish? That's such a gzeira against Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Why should there be chayiv extinction? Extinction? Because they were nehnu misudas achashverish. Of course, there's different ways to answer this question, but one of the answers to this question is as follows. It's because if they had hana from such a suda, that means that they were no longer holding on the madriga of kol hanehna midivrei Torah. How could you be nehna from such things? How could you be nehna from this? How could you be nehna from a suda like this? And the Megillah goes into such great detail about all of the gashmias. From the walls to the chairs to the beds to the drapes, everything. That Ahasuerus wanted to create a matzav that a person would walk into and say, "Wow, wow, what a life this is to live like a king like this," and to just make their imagination run wild, and to sit there and to drink and to delight and bing and knock glasses together and make a l'chaims and be like, "Oh. This is life." To put the Yidden in a dream world for 180 days. which is a fake reality as to like the real taibas of Eilam Hazeh. To mamash make them shikir on the shtusim of Eilam Hazeh. But it was a simon to the fact that the madrega, which is expected of them, which is called Haneh Nemid Devei Torah, that they had lost the madrega. That it was no longer Toiv was Torah. It was Ketoiv Lev HaMelech Bayayin. That was Toiv. Have a nice, aged bottle of wine, sitting around with some good chaveirim, chapin a shmuz, Ketoiv Lev HaMelech Bayayin. That's Toiv. Bershom looked at that, he said, that's Toiv? This is Toiv? Nana from Sudas Achashverish? Kidvar Hashem Baza, that's what it means. And the simon to the fact of the Dvar Hashem Baza was the fact that there could be even be Nana from Sudas Achashverish. They only snapped back into reality when Achashverish came out dressed like the Kohen Gadol and they saw what it means, real Malchus. But they needed a reality check, a rude awakening. The Kalim Shainim. The Kalim Shainim reminded them of what it was 70 years ago, when they saw a real Malchus, not this Malchus Shel Sheker, this Malchus of Edimyon. And when they episode a bissel tzar for the Tzar Shechina, and they remembered that Achashverosh came out there in order to shtach the Yidden, as if to say that there's no longer going to be any days like this. But the Yidden who were there, they took it to heart, and they said, no, we remember the days of old, and remember what a real Malchus is. It was a very painful wake-up. And they were able to be magish where they had come from and where they had now fallen to. It's at that time that Vashti comes out, she refuses, she gets killed, and the whole thing gets spoiled. But see the relationship between the two things, that as soon as Dina were able to have an awakening to what real reality is, real godless, real taiva, and they had some hirhuri tshuva, what am I doing here? How quickly have I forgotten what it means? Some amigla, Vashti's dead, the whole nace is already in motion, Esther's about to come in. Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. Oh, Torah again. Kabbalah ha'Torah me'ratzan, how quickly we forgot. Lehudim ha'isa oira, says the Sfas Emes. Why doesn't it say Lehudim ha'isa Torah? Chazal say, oira zu Torah, zok the Sfas Emes, because they had Torah all along, but they didn't see the oira of Torah. They didn't look at Torah and say, oh, Torah is gishmak, Torah is a light. They had bris milah, but they didn't know sasan is milah. They had yantiv, but they didn't know simcha's yantiv. Achashverosh was very okay with the Yidden going through the motions of Yiddishkeit and not realizing that this is mamash gishmak. Why do I need anything else other than this? It's mamash gevaldik to go from Yom Kippur to Sukkot like that. It's mamash from one dessert to another dessert. Okay, so 2 days Rosh Hashanah goes into Shabbos. That's so schwer, it's gishmak. If Shabbos fell on Rosh Hashanah, you only have 2 days. Now you have 3 days off. You have 3 days with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why are we complaining about such things? So you can't shower for 3 days? Big deal. Having a romance with the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a small thing. Go to the mikveh if you want to shower. Never hurt anybody. That's what it means that Mordechai was Dairish Toiv L'chol Zarei. Dairish Toiv means that he wasn't teaching them, he wasn't a darshaner that he was teaching them the halachas of Bishul Akum, Tchum Shabbos. He was Dairish Toiv L'chol Zarei. Dairish Toiv L'amai means that he wanted them to know more than anything how good it is to be a Jew. That you really have it. That to me, a Yid means that you're from the Am HaNivchar, that you've been chosen for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Out of a world of 8 billion people, you've been chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam. You, me, we've been chosen by the Ribbono Shel Olam to have the good life. To mamash have the good life. The best, not just a good life in this world, but mamash in eternity of good. Forever and ever, nitzchi is mamash. And we think that this is like so far from us. How many times have we seen that a Jew, that a Bachar, he graduates high school, he goes to Beis Medrash, and he learns for a couple years, and he's able to see, he's able to taste There's life here. Then he has to come back and he falls into his own ways, old ways, and he forgets. And he used to be Kovei Itim, and now maybe he's not being Kovei Itim anymore. He used to daven with the minion, now he's not davening with the minion anymore. But he tasted that toiv. With mamash, he tasted that toiv. But then he was put in not such a good environment, and then this is mamash the Yidden. They had the Beis Hamikdash, they had a Sanhedrin, they had Torah, they had toiv, mamash, yomim toivim. Anahar was bavo shom bachinu, gam mishavna. We just let it slip through our fingers. And then after 70 years, they're sitting already. Instead of sitting by the streams of Bavel crying, they're sitting at the Suda of Achashverosh, knocking glasses together. And the Bnei Shalom is crying and he's saying, what happened to the Kol Nehenim in the Vitoira? Now the Gemara says in Nedarim, it says that nobody knew why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Shalu Nevi'im, Shalu Chachamim, nobody knew. Until the Kodesh Baruch himself had to come and say, that they forsake the Torah. Shalom berichu b'Torah tchila. What bracha did they not say in the Torah? There's three brachas in berichas Torah. So the Bashem Tov HaKadosh says they didn't say the ha'arvna. But nobody knew. Nobody was able to see what it was. What was the shayrish of the dvar? What was the real shayrish of Churban Beis HaMikdash? You needed the Ribbono Shel Olam to tell you. You need the Baal Shem Tov to tell you Pshat and the Gemara. It's because they didn't say V'ha'arav Na'ashem Elokin as Devei Seres HaBefinu. They didn't ask that the Torah should be sweet. And that's the root from where the whole Hishtalshalas of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Of course it was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The second Beis HaMikdash, Shvichas Damim, Gilarayas, and so on and so forth. But where did that all come from? You know where it comes from? Mifnei Shel Berecha B'Torah Tchila. Where is your Tefillah V'ha'arav Na? So therefore, if you really want to trace back the Pagam Bris, if you really want to go back, it has nothing to do so much per se with the Gedarim which you make. That's only defense. We can't rely on that. That's not going to change and shape who we are and how we think. And it's not just Shmiras Einayim either. That's also a Gedar. That's just a Gedar to the Machshavas. But what's going to transform the way we think? What's going to give us Heilige Machshavas Toivais? It's going to be Torah. It's Torah. Because Torah gets into the Machshava. This is what Torah is about. Torah is about what you're thinking. Torah is about how you're talking. Rather than walking down the street with your eyes bent down like that and bumping into poles, you could be thinking about something and learning. That's what the Tzaddikim say. Rabbi has a beautiful letter about that. He says, prepare something which is when you go outside, this is what you learn when you walk in the streets. It could be a Mishnah. You could switch it up from week to week. It could be chazering something. It could be whatever it is. But this is my limit of Vavlach Tachavadar. Instead of having taivas, of being nehneh from the street, I'm consuming myself and being nehneh from the Vitar. But being nehneh from the Vitar. It's very important that a person should learn things throughout the day, during the week, especially on Shabbos. Of that which Chazal say, Ein Adam Leimin Elamash Shali B'chafetz. Even though sometimes the Mashali B'chafetz isn't exactly what you need to know, but it gives you that geshmak and it reminds you that Torah is sweet. And it gives you a chiyus again, that the things which you have to learn which may not be so sweet for you, that you know that this is just part of that same Torah which is really gevaldik. We have to have moments throughout the day, throughout the week, with Torah, interactions with Torah, which we remind ourselves Ein Tov Ela Torah. And that's what the Gemara says, that Hashem says Halavaya Oisi Azvu V'Seirasi Shameru. The Zohar Kodesh says, what does it mean Oisi Azvu? The Zohar says Oisi means my Ois, the Bris. And the Fizeh, what the Gemara is saying is Halavai Oisi Azvu. Oisi Azbu means that even if they leave my bris, and if they're poigim be bris, Sayrasi Shameru, if they keep Torah, that if they cling to Limud HaTorah, then I have hope for the Yidden. So Hashem says. That Limud HaTorah can bring me back. That's Pshat, which it says in the Megillah. Megillah says that when the Melech Achashverosh, when he sent out these letters, which were Nechtam, the Chayisam HaMelech, like we said before, which is a remiss to Shmiras HaBris, he tells Mordechai and Esther, Omar im HaSefer, Yoshev Machshav Tohara Asher Chashav, Haman Rosh HaYudim La'avla. Omar im HaSefer, Yoshev Machshav Tohara. It's a very interesting lashon, this lashon of Omar im HaSefer. He said with the Sefer, Yashiv Machshav Tohara Asher Chashav HaYudim La'avla. But first you have to know that the machshavas of Haman, which are being spoken about here, are machshavas of Haman. The Haman inside of us, the Yitzhahara, which has machshavas of znus, of immorality. What's the eitzah that Melech is giving? Omar im ha-sefer. Omar im ha-sefer means with a sefer, with a sefer, with a kedusha, with a sefer of limud. The Melech said, "Im ha-sefer yashem achshav tohara shachash bin la'abda." That's totally in Torah. In fact, the word pras, the golas, it was the golas of Paras and Madai. And the whole nais was one of an ahapachu. It could be said, al-pi drush and al-pi remez, that paras, the same letters of sefer. And this whole idea, by the way, of v'nahapachu, is very much related to what we said before. Rav Kook says that to be mevatel, ahavas elam hazeh with ahavas elam haba. Because there's two ways to combat the Yitzhahara and the sinyan, like we said. It's taking it on and making it a machama, and then they're making the Torah so geshmak that this is really where I want to be. And this is really the difference of what the Zohar's Lashon is. Iskafya and Ishafchya. Iskafya means that you're forced into it. Ishafchya means that you're able to be mahapich, the koyach of ra, to be toif. And this is the difference between Shavuos and Purim. Shavuos is kafalim har kegigis. But they didn't have the geshmak from Torah. They didn't taste the geshmak. Like Rashi says, quoting Chazal, it says that they left Sinai like a tinek habarech mi beis ha-sefer. That the giving of Torah was bittersweet by Shavuos. And the hashlam of that was the kimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim aleihem v'alzara. They were mekabel l'ba'av v'ratzim. That's called this hafchia. Because when the Torah is so sweet to you, you don't have to make milcham against Yitzhara. It's not a schlep, it's not a struggle. It's his hafchia. It says, come along with me. Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. The Sfar Makdashim explained, Tavlin is meant to sweeten the basar. You don't have to dominate the Yitzhara. You have to just give him a taste that Torah is sweeter than all this other stuff. You entice the Yitzhahara and you let him know what's really sweet. It's like a child. A child thinks that candy is sweet. But an adult doesn't think that candy is sweet. An adult thinks that if you go to a fine restaurant and he brings you out a geshmak, a steak, or a fine bottle of wine, that's really sweet. It's bitter. It's bitter to the child. That's because the child doesn't have sophisticated taste. He doesn't know what it means, real sweet. Like a person who's a chayla. Right? When a person is sick, his whole taste buds are off. He doesn't know like what tastes good, what doesn't taste good. And that's exactly what we're like. If we're not davik to Torah, it's because we're chaylim. Or because we have meichid dekanes, and we think what we really know what's sweet. But we're really just children. We're childish. That's why we need a Rebbe. We need chizik in the sinyan, that we need somebody to tell us, no, don't be a nar. Don't make silly choices. You may not be able to taste it yet, but you may not be able to taste the sweetness of Torah yet. But believe me, I've been there also. And we've seen it throughout the generations. Chazal tell us over and over and over again. You have to have emun in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the words of the Chacham, and in Torah itself, that it's sweet. Chazal saying Tavei Le Torah, you better believe it. You have to daven v'ha'arv Hashem Elokeinu, that Ribbono Shel Olam should open up the sweetness and the goodies and the treasures of Torah. This is really the transition from Shavim to Purim. Shavim is the time where we make a melchama against Yitzhar. Purim is the time where we say, I'm done with these melchamas. I can't mamish be done because I need the gedarim. But Shavim is a time where a person is able to set up defense, to pay attention, to mechazik himself once again in Yanam Shmir Sarbis, and to be able to set up clear gedarim for himself. But if he just has to rely upon the defense, then he won't be matzliach, and that's where Purim comes in. Purim is the kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. Purim is the ein tayv el ha'tayra. Purim is the offense. Like a shmack in learning. That appreciates what it means to be in a beis medrash every day, to be in a college like this, being a makom Torah like this. You know how many yidden don't even have this opportunity? What type of a gift it is to come here every single day to be able to learn and to be able to have a light and to sit in a beis medrash with Talmidei Chachamim, with other Bnei Torah, to have a to be able to get up and grab a coffee and to come and to sit and to learn. This is a dream. This is a dream come true. For so many yidden would trade places with us mamish in a heartbeat. This isn't paspa melech teicha maimber mesura tishta. This is luxuries. This is like a Pesach program every day. Because they think the Pesach program that a real Pesach program is round the clock tea rooms and so on and so forth. That's not a Pesach program. That's not royal treatment. The royal treatment is to be in a beis medrash, to learn Torah, to have a shtickle coffee here and there. This is a real program. This is the matamim of Olam Hazeh. Mechazik ourselves of the words of the Rambam. That machshavos ro'os only come into a heart which is panoi min ha'chachma. Panoi min ha'chachma. We have to fill our hearts, we have to fill our minds with Torah. Doesn't mean that we have to be the biggest talmid of chachamim. We have to have kabi'itim la Torah. But the main thing is that a person should be striving and being mispalo, that he should be zeichet to the kolananim of the Torah. To the toiv of Torah, to be able to taste that. Because then a person who has that taste, it's a different life. He's living a different life. He looks at other people and he says, you think that this is geshmak? Come on. And it's not something just for Talmidei Chacham. Any Ben Torah comes to the Beis Medrash is able to acquire that. It takes a davening. It takes a commitment. It takes a munah b'divrei Chachamim. But this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants for us. Not just to learn Torah Beis Kafya, but to learn Torah Beis Hafya. Akimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. And when a person does that, it's not just that his life is different. His whole metzius in this world is an olam habadik world. At least a me'ain of that. He can rise above the struggles. And he's coasting and he's in the clear and it's geshmak. Mishnechnes Adar, it's almost upon us. Chazal say Marve B'Simcha. We should try as much as we can to have the Meichin and the Das to know that the real Simcha is the Simcha Shel Torah. And there's certainly a brachas and shef and siyata v'shmaya during the month of Adar. The whole month of Adar is infused and is permeated by the kima v'kibla that the Yidden had on Purim. Which Baruch Hu should help us to get that tziyata d'shmaya, to not just be the defensive players of the year, but also the offensive players of the year. To know what it means, liman ha'Torah, to appreciate every single day what it means to be mibnei hechala, to know those who have been chosen to be the makabli ha'Torah, to be the lamdei Torah. If we ilu finim al shira kiyam, we couldn't thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for having Torah. Endless, mamish endless. The Dvar Hashem, the Shashuei, Hamelech, Chamidu Daraisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delights in this Torah, and he shared it with us. How do we say thank you for such a gift? There's no words. Mamash, no words. We need that Tziyata Deshmei. Hashem should open up our hearts. Everybody here, everybody in our base medrash. Al the Lomli Torah and Gans Klai Sobo Chomukhamet Shehem to be Zeche to the Darg of Tamei Achaim Zachu of Ein Tevei LaTorah Kolananem B'Divei Torah to be Mevato all the other Hanas B'Alam Hazam but that should be Zeche to a true Kimu B'Kudim of this Purim and Torah Chadash Amiti Teitzei B'Vyaskoyel Tzedek and Meher B'Nei Amen.